Let's start with an update on a now notorious stretch of railroad track in Philadelphia that's become a haven for heroin users. Conrail is due to begin cleanup on the tracks next week. And neighbors there are hopeful it will bring some relief from the rampant drug use plaguing the area. Though the project will displace around 75 homeless heroin users who camp in the railroad gulch and many more who go there to shoot up. City officials are trying to help as many of them as they can before they move their habit around to other places in the neighborhood. From WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk, Joel Wolfram reports that some say those efforts are falling short.
Dominic Tabarelli's house on Tusculum Street faces ground zero of Philadelphia's heroin epidemic. His view of the Conrail tracks is blocked by overgrown weeds and bushes on the slope leading down there, but he says he doesn't have to be able to see the encampment along the tracks to witness the trauma of heroin addiction. Police carry the limp bodies of overdose victims up the slope on a routine basis.
They just had one 2 days yesterday, matter of fact, on the corner where the bridge is at. They found him overdosed. They pulled him up. It was about 8 o'clock in the morning.
The city reports that 17 people died of overdoses around the tracks last year, and another 29 were rescued by emergency responders. Tabarelli is 43 and was raised in this house, where he lives with his wife and three sons. He says he's had to deal with the hazards of living alongside a haven for heroin use for more than 30 years.
I tell my kids all the time, I tell my wife all the time, I tell everybody, watch, don't go outside the house without no shoes on. There's needles through the whole entire block.
Tabarelli hopes that a coordinated effort by the city and Conrail to clear out the encampment will finally bring peace to his block. The railroad will clean up tons of tires and debris, remove hundreds of thousands of dirty needles, and cut down vegetation that hides drug activities along the half-mile stretch of tracks. It's currently installing new fencing to make sure people don't return once the work is done. But the homeless people struggling with heroin addiction will have to go somewhere once the work begins. Many people worry that they'll spread out to other pockets of a neighborhood that's already known for being an open-air drug market.
While we do this cleanup and we bring out of the element something that for a long time has been contained, it's going to be more disruptive.
That's City Councilwoman Maria Quiñones Sanchez, whose district includes the heroin encampment. When city officials announced the cleanup plan with Conrail last month, they promised to address the human side of the project. They've set up a 23-bed emergency shelter at Prevention Point, Philadelphia, and have 35 permanent housing slots reserved for people coming from the area. Addiction treatment teams also ramped up outreach around the Conrail tracks to offer services. The Office of Homeless Services says it counted 78 people living in the camp at the beginning of May. They've counted fewer people more recently as word spreads about the cleanup. But as of the end of June, only 9 people have accepted help from outreach workers. These numbers worry advocates like Prevention Point's executive director, Jose Benitez. He says that the new resources won't be enough and that barriers in the city's treatment system make it difficult to serve people who are interested in getting help.
We just don't have capacity. There's not enough beds or treatment slots to be able to handle the folks that are going to come out of there. Those are 75 people, we think, that are homeless, that we're evicting from their homes.
I spoke with Benitez at a town hall meeting in Kensington. Fans are running on full blast on a hot and sticky evening in a building that used to be a church. People pack the pews for a dialogue on the opioid crisis with city representatives.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Many of them eagerly line up for a chance to comment on a presentation about the city's response to the crisis. One commenter asks about a shortage of slots for medication-assisted treatment, which uses drugs including methadone or Vivitrol to manage cravings and withdrawal symptoms. While the city estimates there are about 70,000 heroin users in Philadelphia, it provides only about 7,000 slots for medication-assisted treatment. Overall, the city's publicly funded system treated about 14,000 people for opioid addiction last year. Luke Patrick Dunn, who is in recovery, says some people are discouraged from seeking help because it can take too long to get started on treatment. He went into withdrawal when he first went to an intake center to sign up.
You can get hung up in one of those places for like 2 to 3 days, and you give up, like, because you get sick, you know, and you just give up. I mean, I've experienced that.
Dunn was homeless in Kensington before landing a slot 15 months ago in a program called Journey of Hope. He says the long-term housing provided by the program has allowed him to get back on his feet. He's about to move into an apartment of his own and has a job doing outreach for Prevention Point. I meet another peer outreach worker who's been going down to meet with people at the Conrail encampment. Ramon Cruz Jr. says the problem for most of them isn't accessing treatment, it's getting stable housing to keep them in recovery.
They have been getting treatment, but then they come back out, they have no housing. So they go back to what they know best. And it's a continual cycle.
Cruz lives in Kensington and says you can already see drug users migrating to new spots as Conrail puts up fencing.
We have people that are under that bridge at Emerald Street. We have people that are under the bridge on near Aramingo.
The city says it will find more treatment beds for people from the camp if it reaches capacity, but many aren't yet willing to accept help. Prevention Point's Benitez says that more people at the Conrail tracks might be motivated for change once cleanup work begins and heavy machinery moves into the area.
But I also caution that there are always going to be people that are not ready for the services that we have to offer.
He says it takes time to earn their trust. Ultimately, he says, that trust will depend on whether those offering treatment can follow through on their promises. For WHYY, Joel Wolfram.